7:02 afternoons with Relebogile
Mabotja. 20 minutes after 1 o'clock, let's jump into our conversation for today. And it's around having wanted something for a really long time, getting it, and then being a little bit disappointed. What are those experiences that you have had? So I will give you, and mind you, these can be dreams that are completely not illegitimate. I remember when I was staying in an apartment and I wanted to stay in a house. Like, I wanted my son to have a garden. I wanted to stay in a house. And then you get that dream of living in the house. It's a big house. There's space for family. You can entertain. Your son has a garden. However, what I was not prepared for in the detail that it happened is how much more expensive it is living in a big house. Big house has big house problems. I think every second or third day, I'm telling the team that big house problems are real. So I completely understand when people reach a point in their lives of downsizing, because the maintenance, the number of things you need to take care of, the security, something as simple as buying cleaning products, it doubles, because now there are more bathrooms, there's a bigger, you know, space on the floor, the cleaning products finish quicker. And I don't know how that happens, that you now are in the bigger house. And that for me was a little bit that, so I'd love to hear for you what that is. I know of people who have bought cars, it's their dream, and then they are hit with the reality of the debit orders, and then maybe they didn't budget quite accurately, or the economy changes. Suddenly petrol has gone up. Suddenly maintenance plan is finished. Suddenly, you know, this and this needs to be fixed. You're getting quotes. And that same person is like, how was my life much easier when I was using taxis? I didn't have half of these problems. Yes, I have the independence, but I didn't have half of these problems. And we shared this question with some of you on social media. I'm going off to Facebook to see. Pritchard says, marriage. Yo, I am a victim. Ziyakhala. I wish humans were living like animals, is what Pritchard says. And I'm sure there are many people who imagined that marriage was going to be something different to what the reality is. Kafela says, I bought myself a Nissan Navara back in 2022. The car is great, but the fuel consumption was the biggest disappointment. It bleeds fuel, that car. I actually remember my dad joking with me about, I think it was like a BMW X5, saying, they say that when you have a BMW X5 and you say to them full tank, it just keeps going. The way the car guzzles fuel, even when it's stationary and off, it guzzles fuel. Julia says, a foot spa. I bought it on special and I have never used it. How many of you are in those situations? Give us a call on 011-883-0702, the WhatsApp line 072-702-1702. Anna in Linksfield, how are you doing?
Good, thanks, Auntie. How are you, Relebogile, and the team?
I am great. We are great. So what's your story?
You're Relebogile, you never want to know this.
Oh, no.
I was very excited with my son wanting to play the soccer.
Yes.
But they used to, it's like the fees per year, it was so much, which I can't even afford. But the lady, she offered me to do it for free.
Mm.
You know? But now every day I have to go and pick up my child by 4 o'clock and drop him by the sports.
Mm.
And I'm at work. I have to organize all those things. And every Sunday we have to travel for the match. So some of the other things, we die to have them. But when we have them, we can see that my bill for petrol only every month comes, you know. So that's the story I need to say. Thank you so much.
So let me ask you, Anna, is he still happy to do it?
My son is happy.
Ah, you see, that makes the pain feel better, ne? Yao Fodi,
yes.
I feel you on that one. Thank you so much, Anna, for your call of just dreaming for your son to want soccer to not realize that, yo, this thing is absolutely pricey and quite an expensive exercise. More that have been shared. A person who says they dreamt of going to New York only to be disappointed because it smells like urine. Yes, it does. But I would still say go. It does stink in New York City in certain parts. But go just to experience Times Square. It's worth the smell. Some say that they, and we found some of these responses on a site called BoardPanda.com, and I would encourage you all to subscribe. They just have the most interesting and random stories you might relate to. So people who dream of retiring young, then they reach that goal, they're 45 or 50, and they've made enough money to retire young, and then they find themselves bored. And they thought that it would be like, oh, I have all this time to do all of these exciting things, and they don't actually enjoy that particular thing that they decided to go and do. More from those of you on Facebook. Tom Benny said, I was dreaming for a new president. Look at us now. No comment from my side. Alex said, salary, it's never enough. Instead of bringing comfort and security, it makes you have panic attacks, is what Alex says. Well, the opposite of a person who says they wish to be their own boss and run their own business, thinking that you're going to have, you know, you're going to be in charge of your own time. You can pay yourself how much you want. And then when you're in the business, you are wishing to be back at a guaranteed salary and being able to clock out at 5 o'clock. So that's an interesting one. But I agree with you. I don't think I know a single person who says I earn enough money. I don't know anyone who's like, okay, I'm lying. Maybe like two or three people, but they're like people on Forbes lists. And even then, they're still doing stuff to make more money. But I don't know anybody who said to me, I'm comfortable, I'm earning enough money. Nicholas says, I remember my crush at middle school way back then. I crushed and then crushed until I finished my schooling. Then we met and I dated her and I was so disappointed and not interested anymore. I'm wondering if the disappointment is from the fact that you put that person on a pedestal. So, there are some people I look up to that I never want to meet in person. Like, I'm a fan of a Beyonce. I'm a fan of Oprah. I'm a fan of so many big media personalities. And then the fear is that when you meet them, what if like they smell or their breath smells or they fart in front of you? Now they're human. Now you don't have a hero anymore. I don't know if that makes sense, but sometimes that can happen where you meet somebody you've looked up to only for you to be like, is that it? Like, are you still now on my vision board? Is that, you know, and I did meet Steve Harvey and I was more inspired after meeting him because of the kind of conversation we had. But I do have some fears about meeting people. Kakapa said disappointment was dating a beautiful woman. Luena, you must choose. Jared says adulthood is the biggest disappointment. We all dreamed of being grown-ups and being able to make decisions for ourselves, but those were absolute massive disappointments. We continue with your calls and your WhatsApps and your voice notes when we come back from the news. It's 1:30.
Spend your afternoon with Relebo Gilema Botha on 702. Let's walk the talk.
28 minutes to 2 o'clock. We're taking your calls on 011-883-0702 and the WhatsApp line 072-702-1702 as we have a conversation around the things that you wanted really, really badly and then you finally got them only to find yourself disappointed. And please feel free to share. There's no judgment about, oh, you're so ungrateful crying about a big house or crying about having a car when some people don't. Those complaints and struggles and disappointments are absolutely valid and are absolutely real and part of your reality. This conversation, as I saw some really, really interesting stories being shared on boardpanda.com, which is just such a great site. It isn't necessarily news specific, but it has a whole bunch of articles about lots of different things that you might get yourself an opportunity to enjoy. And one of them that I saw is a person who is speaking about the disappointment of missing your ex, right? You miss this person and you wish and pray that you will get back together, and you wish and pray, and then it finally happens, only for it to just not be the same again, and it being disappointing. And I'm wondering if some of these disappointments, we find ourselves, that we hyped ourselves up with these disappointments. Let's take a listen to some of your voice notes.
Yo, Lebogile, when I found out I was pregnant, I wanted that nausea to come because I was fine for the first few weeks. I was even Googling, when do I get the nausea? Yo, when it came, yeah, it lasted the whole 9 months. I was like, never again.
I'm laughing. I'm laughing because some might be thinking, why would you wish for nausea? Right? But I think for many women, it's that feeling of like you want to feel like you are pregnant. So I, like you, I wasn't wishing for nausea, but I was nauseous until I gave birth. It is the worst, worst feeling. If you are pregnant and have no symptoms, please just enjoy it. Don't wish for the heartburn. Don't wish for the nausea. Don't wish for the swollen feet. Don't wish for any of those things. Enjoy.
Hi, Kilebogile. Boy, yeah. You know, talking about the big house, I was just telling my son that, listen, if I only knew that the maintenance for a big house, it's not a child's play, I would have just opted for a smaller house. Whoa, maintenance. This time is the taps, the other time is geyser, the other time is a small house is far better than anything else.
Listen, it's the geyser, it's the taps, then it's the leaking, then some old plumbing issue. All of a sudden there's a crack in the wall somewhere. Then there wasn't a beam supporting. Now the sliding door. Next thing, garden services. Next, it does not end. Please know, if you're dreaming of having a big house, big houses come with big house problems. Then if you've got garages, there are problems. And then because we've had load shedding, things in your house get damaged. Gate motor, garage motor. Then it's this and that. It is never ending.
Hi, Robert Filler. Great show as always. To me, I'll say children is a blessing from God, but as they grow up, they become more and more and more expensive. But we all want children, but when they're small, when they, at a very young age, you don't feel it so much, but the moment they reach, let's say from 10 years upwards, you feel it. Good show. Thanks, Rabogile.
Thank you so much. Guys, you know what actually sucks people into the childhood cult? And I'm saying the having children cult. You know when they're cute and they have that baby smell and like you sniff their heads, and then you want the baby. I regularly look back at my child when he was just barely holding his head up, because now the same person is telling us he doesn't want a bath. He doesn't want to eat. No, mommy. Mommy, you're being naughty. Stop it. Leave me alone. Now I'm like, So outside of the monetary expense, the emotional turmoil and terror, I tell you, on the WhatsApp line, we have a message that says, "Hi, Lebogile. There was a time I really wanted a car. I was so excited when I got a car, only to find out I don't like driving. I hate driving." You remind me of how when I was learning to drive, I always wanted to drive. I would beg my mom, I would beg my dad. But depending on where you're going, if you've got to learn a driver in the car, let's say you're in a hurry somewhere or you're going to be going where it's quite congested, the parents would say no, ne? Until now I'm comfortable. These people don't want to drive. And I'm like, oh, remember that time? Remember that time? So I also like to be driven with where I am in my life. More of your messages coming through. On X, one says, this is Pinky Stole, who says, it happened to me. I was promoted after a selection process. Then my boss retired. Being new in the role and also having to fulfill more duties and uncovering smolanyana skeletons. That experience messed me up and I never enjoyed that role, even when I got a new boss. We go to Dr. Maluleke in Pretoria. Hi, doctor.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks, and you?
I'm good. My regret was prioritizing relationship over my studies, which forced me to finish my PhD in 2020 instead of 2018. So that's my biggest regret.
So wait, where's the relationship today?
Oh, life happened.
So let me ask you, if your relationship was still going strong, would you have the same regret?
I would, because, you know, to be honest, you need to work on you before other people. So, because it's not guaranteed whether people are going to stay or the only person that you are not going to regret is you. So develop you and become what you want. So people will stay or go, but another day. You make sure that you develop yourself.
So I'm going to challenge you, doctor, and you don't have to answer me at all. It's something you can think of. All of us can think about. I don't recall when we had the conversation with the relationship expert, but in essence, we were referencing this French woman who's been studying relationships and marriages and divorces for years. And she said so many people believe that they have to be fully developed as self before getting into a relationship. Yeah? And she says, the truth is you actually grow and develop and learn faster in a relationship. And this is obviously assuming it's not abusive or toxic or anything like that.
Yeah. If the relationship is good, it's not abusive, and abuse, I'm not talking about just physical, you know, emotional abuse is the worst abuse anyone can face in life. So in my case, it was more of an emotional, you know, abuse that led to all things, to a point that at some point I was unable to even write one page a week. You know, which is, and when you write a dissertation, you work against time and your supervisors want, you know, corrections and all that. So for me, my biggest regret was like I got myself in a situation where I was unable time for me to regain myself and function, you know, effectively. So that's my biggest regret. I'm not regretting the relationship itself. I'm regretting over prioritizing
I understand you completely, and I'm so, so sorry you had to go through that experience, but I'm glad you ended up qualifying and finishing, even if it was not in the time that you had hoped that it would be. Another person on X says, I was moved to a different department with self-managed teams as in expected to relax more. But the dirt I uncovered in terms of processes was shocking. I hate having to clean up messes other people create. And then we also have Tolagazi who says, the promotion has turned out to be a nightmare for you, for me. Mind you, I prayed for years for it. The department moved me to a higher bracket, meaning my net is plus minus the same as the lower level I was at, because obviously now SARS, you're in a higher tax bracket. The work stress, the load, over 20 staff members reporting directly to me, it was such a disappointment. Isn't it crazy? We can sit and pray for things and then we have them and find ourselves in these positions. Buleng from Naturena, how are you?
I'm good, and you? How are you?
Good, good, good. Go ahead.
You, Rebuchile, my mom ran away from my home because Nyanya was zombie. She ran away after my father extended it. So my father, when he got the money, you know this honest father, he didn't go out with young, beautiful girls like you.
I love how you say young, beautiful girls. Thank you.
You know, what he decided to do, he decided to extend the house. So indeed, he extended the house here and there, back and front, and he did also some rooms. So it was the first time for us to sleep in our own bedroom, you know what I'm saying, instead of sleeping under the welcome over stove. So it was nice for us. It was a new change for us, and we celebrated it all. But unfortunately, my father didn't live long. He passed. So my mother was left with us at home. But now, in winter now, there comes winter, it's cold. And the house is big. My mama, she decided to go and stay with my her grandchild.
So she left the big house?
She left the big house at Khodone Azama and stayed with her granddaughter in a four-room house. That's that warmth that she used to experience, and then she was okay with that.
So and now what happened to the big house now?
Well, the big house, my mother is no more as well. Unfortunately, she was supposed to be 100 this year. She's no more. And my sister is staying there at our big house in Netherlands. So, yeah.
Sure.
Another aspect, sorry to put it like that. Another aspect is the big house where I'm staying, in my town, where I'm staying. I don't want to mention the name, you mentioned it already. You know, they're so different. You know, when the big go away, then people don't want to stay in those big houses anymore. The shaped house with a big yard, they go and stay in other places because it looks spooky now.
And I wanted to say, Buleng, I'm so sorry on the loss of your mom as well. And I think that's something that many people don't think about with big houses, is the fact that, especially if your house is tiled, because cleaning carpets is a nightmare. Do you know how cold big houses get? And if you don't want to be frozen in a big house, you would then end up spending money on underfloor heating. Do you guys know how expensive? I know somebody who had underfloor heating. After 2 months, they banned anybody switching it on because it's just too expensive. So even the people that are in big houses, we were shooting something many years ago at a mansion in Bedford View. Like, it has a cinema, it has an indoor lap pool. But when the lady was telling me the electricity bill alone per month is about 25,000 rand, I was like, what? For this big house? Nah, man. Mpon the Free State says, good day, Rilebkhile. I have always wished the best for my son who has learning disabilities. I always encourage him to play chess because he loves the sport so much. Now he is so good that he qualified to play at the Chess Championships in Cape Town on the 6th of May. That's this weekend. My biggest disappointment is that I can't afford to pay for his trip, and he's so looking forward to being in Cape Town. I never thought he will come this far and this sport will be this expensive. I'm so disappointed at myself that I'm going to disappoint him, Mpo, in the Free State. Mpo, please don't be disappointed in yourself. I'm going to assume you are doing the best that you can, and you never know if somebody listening from 702 family wants to support or assist and have your son get to be a part of those chess champions. But to the parents, please do not ever regret. Yes, some of these sports are expensive, but you never know, or whatever activities, you never know what that child might become. Your voice notes.
Hi, Rilebogile. I always wanted to meet Mashabane Khalane, you know, the comedian, the Moringa guy. Finally, I met him at Parkwood. at the gate. He was outside the gate and I was inside. He was waiting, I think, for his girlfriend who was visiting the lady that I am familiar with. I tried to talk to him and then he told me, basically, he said I should go fly in a kite in bed.
Ah.
He said, Zamo, beep. I said, brah, you are not being funny. I know you as a funny guy. How come you're like this?
Mm.
He just told me to go and fly a kite.
Ah.
You know, from Protea Clan. Thanks.
Excuse.
Hi, Relebile. You know, my biggest regret is when my mom told me that I mustn't marry my wife. And I was so stubborn, I married her. After building a double story in my house, in my mom's house, I built for my mom house a double story. She claimed for a divorce. She files for divorce and claimed 50-50 on the house. And it's a family house. Funny enough, she's got also a family house. But at the court, they didn't take it. They want me to share for her. Is it fair or what? I'm Charles from Soweto.
As my mom would say, in translation, don't insert yourself in the issues of two people. My advice to you is not to regret not listening to your mother because you still have autonomy and make your own decisions. Maybe there are other things to look at regretting, maybe not recognizing red flags, or we don't know. But thank you to all of you who have been sharing your experiences.